Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Meeting Student Expectations, Contract or Partnership. It seems an incredibly opportune moment to be discussing this very issue off the back just a couple of weeks ago of the first sort of comprehensive round of UCAS application figures, with the great anticipation of the introduction of higher fees from September. I think those in the higher education community really are considering how they can raise the bar, but in a time of financial difficulty. I have to say, for those of you that haven't encountered me previously, I'm Aaron Porter. I'm pleased to be chairing the conference today. Last year, I was president of the National Union of Students, and I have to say, it makes a nice change to be able to come to the conference prepared only to chair the event rather than have to make any difficult interventions. But I think that the topic still really is quite pertinent for those of us that are passionate about the higher education sector. Just a few words by way of introduction, just to before I go on to introduce the speakers. I think that there has been a lot of debate about what the new landscape might mean, certainly for institutions, and what the ongoing policy landscape means for them. But also, are people preparing for a new environment where students might have to engage with their higher education in a slightly different way? I've had it on good authority from some vice-chancellors that they've had letters, perhaps not from prospective students themselves, but probably from their parents, saying things like, well, we're expecting to pay three times as more, so has the contact time tripled by three? Has the timeline for the distribution of feedback on assessed work been cut by a third? And, of course, institutions are trying delicately to convey that actually, although whilst fees may well have gone up by as much as three times the amount, of course, the net financial position for most institutions is roughly the same as it was. But they're the kinds of challenges that we're facing up to. Similarly, we've had the sort of re-emergence of institutions looking at documents like student charters. In Wales, there's been almost a direct instruction from the minister there that all institutions must bring charters to fruition by June. But we're starting to see students' unions and institutions sitting down and trying to establish, I think, sort of the rules of the game, as it were. And I'm sure we'll reflect on that later on over the course of the day. We've got a fantastic lineup of speakers, and I'm sure you're keen to go on to listen to them. The first of which is Dr. Andrew West, who some of you will know as the chair of AMOSHI, the Student Services Organisation, but he's also, his day job is as the Director of Student Services at the University of Sheffield, and I don't want to embarrass him too much, but the University of Sheffield is very well known for its delivery of student services and for what it does to enhance the student experience there. So, speaking to the title, Ensuring Student Services Deliver on Student Retention, which will also be a critical issue in a new environment.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.